Small wins for the tourism sector, with intra-provincial leisure travel now allowed under lockdown level 3, but hardly enough for the ailing industry that's estimated to have lost 54 billion rand due to the coronavirus impact thus far. South Africa Tourism CEO Sisa Ntshona has called on government to sharply increase its current 200 million rand relief aid package to the sector, with over 400,000 jobs hanging in the balance. Sisa joins us on the line now. Sisa, thanks so much for your time this evening. So you've called on government to up its financial aid to the sector. Have you gotten any response?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, as you rightfully said, the minister did announce intra-provincial travel, basically for leisure tourism. Also attached to that, she also indicated that a recovery plan was actually out for public comment. Now, if you go through the recovery plan in itself, it talks about, whilst we're going through the pandemic, it is important to actually protect the supply side. Those are all the businesses operating within the tourism sector. And understanding that with each and every single week that they're not allowed to operate, it actually deteriorates the fabric of the sector itself. And I'm talking about those businesses that are falling by the wayside because they can no longer continue and afford to pay for overheads whilst the top line, the revenue line, is non-existent.
Okay, so with that come these calls for extended aid. It comes hand in hand with the recommendation out of the OECD as well. I want to take a step back, though, because while you are calling for more financial assistance here, Sisa, how effectively has the 200 million rand aid package been deployed, albeit a drop in the ocean? You know, where exactly have those funds been directed?
Well, yes, you're absolutely right. 200 million rand is a drop in the ocean, but to understand that government prioritized looking after the most vulnerable. These are the small subsistence SMEs. And how the 200 million rand was actually structured was it was a grant of a maximum of 50,000 rand, and you can just do the mathematics out of that fund, that a maximum of the 4,000 businesses were eligible for that fund. As I said, it was really targeted at the lower end on the subsistence side. But with the ongoing curtailment of the sector being held back, you know, even the bigger, wider, medium, and the larger ones are also coming under pressure. Now, it is to say that the easing ups that have been announced, you know, domestic leisure and domestic business are very much welcome. And they go to some way into clawing back some of those businesses that are able to get beneath the water, as it were. But a lot of them are actually still not able to be sustainable.
You place emphasis on the fact that we are seeing an easing of restrictions coming to the fore. How much pressure does that really alleviate at the end of the day when you're catering to a much different market with purse strings pulled very tight at this stage?
So we've got to understand the full strata, that on one extreme, you've got no activity at all, which was what the sector was enduring for a period of 3 months. The other extreme is full capacity, which is actually allowing international travel, full borders. Now we find ourselves actually just moving up the strata that I spoke about, right? We are still not at yet full domestic because inter-provincial travel is actually not allowed.
Yeah.
And if you talk about the economic side of it, you know, the big economic zones of Gauteng, of Western Cape and KZN are not able to move around. If you look at an establishment like Sun City, for example, it needs Gauteng funds and Gauteng tourists to actually visit it for it to be commercially viable. And I think that's probably the next leap that we are looking for as a sector. With each leap taken, it means less pressure or less demand on government to actually fund that delta that existed.
Yeah. Sisa, how do you work to develop local tourism in the current economic landscape? Because the OECD, along with the calls for additional financial aid, is saying that we need to see a diversification of tourism products and of pricing mechanisms as well. So what are we potentially looking at there?
Absolutely. Again, I refer to the recovery plan. It talks about the phases of this recovery. And it all says the recovery will be led from inside out, meaning starting with domestic, then regional, then international. So we've got to accept it that for the foreseeable future, domestic is going to be the market. So if you've been predominantly looking for international market, you have to repurpose yourself, you know, and amend your value proposition to to actually suit the domestic market. That's now going to be the playing ground for the foreseeable future. And there lies in the opportunity to recalibrate, you know, our offering, and in terms of really looking at the domestic market as a source market and as an important market. And I think that's going to be the big drive for the foreseeable future.
In this down time, if we can call it that, Sisa, how much creativity are you seeing in the works in the background?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, COVID totally obliterated all of the ideas and thoughts that we had and actually accelerated a lot of the ideas that we have. So, for instance, it's moving fundamentally forward into digital space, right? Whether you're looking at institutions such as ourselves, digital marketing is going to be the order of the day. Or whether you're looking at the tourism trade, to see how technology becomes an enabler. Because we live in an environment of social distancing, how then do we give a seamless process and bring comfort and trust to the consumer that you can check in the hotel, choose your room, everything else, and the, you know, and then when you arrive at the hotel, there is no reception desk, and you simply tap your phone on the door, and that's how you access to get in. Because again, it is all about making sure social distancing and protecting both the consumer, tourist, and also the employees as well.
Okay, so while we wait for consumers and this market to actually open up, Sisa, while we wait for government to consider if it can even afford extending that financial aid package even further, there's a 200 billion rand loan guarantee scheme that could potentially be accessed as well, but only a sliver of that has actually been deployed to industry. Is that an avenue worth this sector pursuing?
Yeah, absolutely. But you've got to realize some barriers are in place. That yes, whilst there is a credit guarantee by government, right, it still goes through the normal criteria through the banking institution. And one of them is about certainty of revenue flows. So when you've got a sector that's in lockdown, that's not allowed to operate, there's absolutely no ways we can bring certainty to future cash flow, right? And that in itself becomes circular. So part of the view is to say, well, how then do we ring fence a specific portion of the credit guarantee directly focus on the sector in itself? Again, essentially saying during this lockdown period where we fully understand why the sector can't operate, there is an obligation on the other side to keep it afloat so that when the timing is right to open up again, there is a sector to speak of.
Yeah. Well, Sisa, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us this evening. That, of course, the CEO of SA Tourism, Sisa Ntshona.